Portion 2 of the Book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, the destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. It must become clear to us to see how much God values wisdom, righteousness, diligence, honest work, justice, and uprightness of heart and life. These spiritual virtues are what the Lord values and blesses. While man may look at the outward appearance, the Lord looketh on the heart. And out of the heart flows our lifestyle and actions. These are called the fruits of righteousness. And our Lord Jesus told us that we would be able to tell people by their fruits. While Satan and sin will offer you the shortcuts to success, and even though shallow, vain man might be impressed by such hasty gain and treasures, the Lord is not impressed one bit. In fact, these things will be cursed by him. For the Lord values and blesses the fruitful, honest path of righteousness. So be a wise son and not a foolish son. Pursue the righteousness of God and not the treasures of wickedness. For only his righteousness will deliver you from death and hell. If you pursue his righteousness, he will never let your soul famish away. But the substance of the wicked he will cast away. They shall lose everything they worked for, and even their own souls. Be diligent in what the Lord has given you to do. Gather the harvest in the heat of the summer. Don't sleep during harvest time. Let your mind learn justice, and you will be blessed. Let your heart receive and learn wisdom, and obedience to God's commands shall be a delight. Walk uprightly according to his ways, and your mouth shall speak righteousness, and it shall be a well of life to many. Love will fill your heart, and it will not look for faults in others, but this love will be gracious and forgiving and cover many sins. Gain understanding, and your lips shall bring forth wisdom, and you will lay up knowledge of the Lord, which shall become some of your most valuable treasure. Let your riches be in the Lord and his ways, and this shall be your strong city of defense, and then your labors shall lead to life, life everlasting. Don't be foolish. Don't walk in the path of wickedness. Don't be lazy and slack. Take advantage of the opportunities in season before you. Repent of violence and folly and shallowness, for the prating fool shall fall. Don't wink with your eyes. Be open and transparent, and look straight into the souls before you. Don't pervert your ways, or you'll be known. Repent. Repent of hatred. Repent of violence, for many troubles and beatings await those who hold on to such things. Repent of folly and learn wisdom. Learn to be quiet and listen, for the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Let us make our Father in heaven glad. Let us be wise and walk in His ways. For the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked is sin. Proverbs 10, verses 1 through 16.